Hello again and welcome back to As It Is. We are here to help you learn and improve your American English. Today, we turn our eyes and ears to Asia. First, we will hear about large protests in Hong Kong, as many people are demanding democratic reforms. And then, for part two, we'll travel to Cambodia. Many important and valuable works of art have been disappearing from the country for years. What happens to them, and who is responsible for illegally taking them away? The answer may surprise you. There you have it, two important stories that will inform you about our world as it is. Now, on to part one. Police in Hong Kong arrested more than 500 people earlier this week. Police officers made the arrests at a protest early Wednesday. The protest took place just hours after a large demonstration in the city. Mario Ritter joins us to explain what it was all about.
On Tuesday, crowds gathered in Hong Kong to mark the 17th anniversary of the former British colony's return to Chinese rule. Thousands of protesters marched from Victoria Park to the central business area. Many protesters held signs demanding what they consider meaningful democratic reform. Others denounced Hong Kong's chief executive, Leung Chun-ying. Organizers said 510,000 people attended the demonstration. However, police estimated the number at just under 100,000. The July 1st protest was held days after nearly 800,000 Hong Kong voters took part in a special election. They were asked three questions on the election of the city's top official. The vote came after China's central government released a white paper on political reform in the city. China has promised to let Hong Kong residents elect some officials by 2017. But many city residents are angry that only candidates approved by the central government will compete in the elections. The report said that people in Hong Kong hold many wrong views about China's policy of having one country, two systems. Under that policy, China has sought to develop a market economy while continuing Communist Party rule. China's government has called the unofficial Hong Kong vote illegal. On the day of the protest, Chinese state media warned Hong Kong residents against protesting for democracy. The China Daily newspaper noted that the city depends on the mainland for many things, from trade and investment to food and water. Hong Kongers have more civil and political rights than mainland Chinese because of China's agreement with Britain. That agreement led to the handover of the territory 17 years ago. I'm Mario Ritter.
Over the past 40 years, Cambodia's cultural treasures have been under attack. Many artifacts have disappeared from ancient religious centers and other historic sites across Cambodia. A large number of the objects were secretly removed from the country and sent to art museums and private collections around the world. New research shows that much of this activity was the work of organized crime. It also suggests that most pieces have disappeared from public view, probably forever. Cambodia's 1,000-year-old temples and other historic areas first came under attack in 1970, at the start of the Cambodian Civil War. The looting and raids continued until the fighting stopped about 30 years later. One incident in the early 1970s involved government soldiers. They used a military helicopter to airlift ancient artifacts from a 12th century fort in the Northwest. At the same ruins in 1998, generals tore down and removed 30 tons of the structure. 6 military trucks loaded with artifacts were sent toward the border with Thailand. Only one of the 6 trucks was stopped and its objects returned. The rest disappeared. For years, researchers believed that such well-organized attacks were rare and that most of the raids involved local people. But a new study shows just the opposite. The University of Glasgow in Scotland organized the study. Tess Davis is a lawyer and an archaeologist, someone who studies past human life and activities. She was a member of the study team.
The organized looting and trafficking of Cambodian antiquities was tied very closely to the Cambodian civil war and to organized crime in the country. It began with the war, but it long outlived it and was actually a very complicated operation, a very organized operation that brought antiquities directly from looted sites here in the country to the very top collectors, museums, and auction houses in the world.
Tess Davis says the Cambodian and Thai militaries were often involved in the attacks, as was organized crime. And she says local people were often forced to work as laborers. Researchers say a dealer in Bangkok provided the link between the criminals and the collectors and museums. The University of Glasgow study is part of an international effort designed to improve understanding of how the market for stolen artifacts operates. It is the first to show how works of art travel the full distance from ancient sites to the hands of art collectors. The destruction of Cambodia's cultural treasures is sad, but there are some victories. Last month, Cambodia welcomed back 3 1,000-year-old statues. The 3 were taken in the 1970s from a temple area. Last year, New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art returned 2 other statues in that group. All 5 objects were taken to the National Museum of Cambodia in Phnom Penh. Specialists are preparing them for public display later this year. The head of the National Museum of Cambodia says Cambodian officials are taking steps to protect culturally important artifacts. That includes documenting all objects kept in museums and those at unprotected areas. Many of these artifacts are worth a lot of money. They are often targets in war. This is what has happened in recent years in places such as Iraq, Egypt, and Syria. The money earned from artifact sales often is used to buy arms. Tess Davis says that fact alone should wake up the world to the biggest picture, that the looting and sale of antiquities is often the work of organized crime and armed groups.
And that link should be a red flag for the world today, because we are seeing the same thing repeated today in Egypt and Syria and Iraq, and with very serious consequences, not just for those countries, but also, again, for the world economy and for global security. The money that collectors in New York are spending on antiquities from around the world is going